This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's
go, boy. Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Big Bang Barbecue. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Peoria to Pittsburgh, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How is everybody doing today? Huge show on a Trash Tuesday. Who or what are you trashing? We take out the trash, a healthy way to vent around here on the DA. We'll do that for us in studio coming up in about 27 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that. We'll do our trashes coming up here later on in the hour. We'll take all of your trashes either on the phones or on social media. Easily trash things, people, places, whatever you want by tweeting at me, DA on CBS. You can also hit us up, as I mentioned, on the phones on this or many other topics today, as we'll delve into Kyler Murray's decision to enter the NFL draft, at least for the moment, as I predicted yesterday on the show. Also, the numbers inside the AFC Championship game, some fascinating stats and odds and historical factoids going inside the Chiefs and the Patriots on Sunday. Lonzo Ball has pressure on him to become a leader as LeBron and Rondo are out, and he is failing the test. As we just heard Bogus mention the update, Duke became beatable last night. Nobody ever goes to Cameron when Duke's number one and wins. Syracuse did. What does it tell us about the Blue Devils' national championship chances? And we'll also have NFL Hall of Famer Dan Fouts join us coming up on the show at the beginning of hour number three to talk about the championship games this weekend, and Jeff Schwartz, NFL analyst, former 8-year offensive lineman in the NFL, to again talk about the playoffs. So there is so much to get to this morning on a Trash Tuesday. Your phone number on any of that, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, get at us, DA on CBS, and watch the show. The simulcast available on any device at watchda.com. Let's begin with the beard. We learned yesterday that Clint Capella, who has been phenomenal for the Rockets, 16 points per game, 12 rebounds per game, a huge part of why the Rockets have totally turned around their season and been white hot over the last month, is now injured and out of the lineup for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Now think about that timeline. A month to a month and a half takes us through maybe late February, which is now creeping up on NBA playoff time. If you push this out 6 weeks, late February, early March, suddenly, it's a scramble to get into the playoffs with that amount of time and get back and get right. There's not a lot of games after that to try to make sure that you are squarely in the Western Conference playoffs. And we know how competitive the West is. On top of this, the Rockets have been dealing with Chris Paul being out. And so last night, James Harden just put more on his back. James Harden looked around and said, CP3 is down. Capella is down. We've got other guys down. Okay, put it on me. No problem. And what Harden is doing now is nothing short of ridiculous. Last night, James Harden didn't go for 30, like this streak that he's on would suggest, the most games ever since Kobe scoring 30 in a row. He didn't go for 40. He didn't go for 50. He came within 3 points of his career high at 57 as the Rockets win 112-94. Harden went 17 of 33 from the field, 6 of 15 from beyond the arc, and a silly 17 of 18 from the free throw stripe. Add along with it 9 rebounds, and James Harden right now is single-handedly dragging the Rockets into the national picture of contenders for an NBA Finals. Not just making the playoffs, and he's not just competing for another MVP. Now we're talking about if James Harden is able to do this, can they win an NBA championship? The Warriors are still right there. The Nuggets have had a phenomenal season. But when you look at the Rockets, they are scary because of one guy. That guy, the beard. And the question is today, can James Harden take down the Warriors, who are still, I don't know, I know the Nuggets have been great, but I don't know if anybody believes that the Warriors aren't still the bar in the entire NBA, at least in the West. Can James Harden take down the Warriors himself? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Harden, right side free throw line extended. Rockets 8 of 14 from downtown, make it 9 of 14 from downtown as Harden hits again over Temple on the far side of the floor. Rockets going nuts from downtown against the Grizzlies in the quarter. Back come the Rockets. Harden one-on-one with Green, steps right, shoots for 50. He got it! And the foul on Jamichael Green.
Wow.
A 50-burger plus for James Harden.
I mean, I don't know if it was an emotional lift. I know we had to win the game. I know we let one slip away last night, and there was another opportunity for us to win tonight. So I don't know if it was an emotional lift. I know it's crunch time in the sense of, you know, we got 3 starters out, so guys got to pick up the slack, and that's no excuse.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Craig Ackerman on Rockets Radio, Harden after his 57-point night. You know the last time James Harden didn't score 30 points? The last time he didn't score 30 points was December the 6th. You hadn't even started your Christmas shopping yet. The last time he didn't score 30 points. Since then, 35, 50, 32, 47, 35, 35, 39, 41, 45, 41, 43, 44, 38, 32, 42, 43, 38, 57. The guy's out of his mind right now. So you ask me right now, can James Harden, playing like this, take down the Warriors by himself? Can he win an NBA championship by himself? The answer is unfortunately no. Because we have seen dynamic single game or individual scorers before end up being taken down by the better team. Michael Jordan dealt with this for a bunch of his career. Essentially, since he entered the league in 84 through 1990, he was an unbelievable individual scorer, the likes of which the league had not seen in a long time, but he simply could not drag that team to an NBA Finals until he had better supporting cast around him and was able to figure out ways to use them. But what James Harden can do right now is, with this type of incredible run, keep the Rockets in the conversation of a top 4 or 5 seed in the NBA. But I'll say this. I don't know if it matters. Because as long as the Warriors are going to be near the top, I think the one thing they don't want to see is the Rockets near the bottom. I mean, let's say that the Rockets end up as the 8th seed in the Western Conference playoffs. And let's say the Warriors were the 1. Or perhaps the Warriors are the 2 and the Rockets are the 7. Would Golden State really want to play a Warriors team, or I should say a Rockets team, that got back CP3, that got back Clint Capella, and had a James Harden at this level in the first round of the playoffs? Could you imagine? James Harden still has to do too much lifting for this team to win, and we just saw them lose in Orlando, a terrible loss against the Magic. And it was because even though James Harden went for 38 points, they couldn't get enough support around him, and he went 1 of 17 from beyond the arc. And that's not going to get it done if you're the only guy out there shooting and scoring. But if he gets just a little bit of support, the Rockets are incredibly dangerous. And I think you would probably say right now they are still the team because of that dynamic that is the scariest to the Warriors in the Western Conference. What Harden is doing right now is just flat stupid. Oklahoma City's been very good this year. San Antonio's always lurking, and Denver's had an amazing season. But if you look at Harden and his individual play, plus how they're missing CP3, and they were there in Game 7 against the Warriors last year, if they can survive this run the next 4-6 without Capella, and they do it because of James Harden, they're absolutely dangerous in the West. But it takes these types of efforts from Harden for the Rockets to be there. He's just crazy right now. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. A ton of the NFL playoffs today. A lot of hoops as well, both the NBA and college. And a Trash Tuesday. So there's a million different reasons for you getting to get involved in the show. Again, Twitter, DA on CBS, or the toll-free line, 855-212-4227. When we come back, we'll jump into your phone calls and the story of Kyler Murray. What does it tell us about the NFL, Major League Baseball, and Murray's headspace that he declared for the NFL draft yesterday? What does it mean for his future? Does it mean he's definitely going to play football? We'll unpack it all next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
You are a giant pile of trash.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
You watch your mouth, Will Brinson. I'm no pile of trash. You are.
It's a giant pile of trash.
A Trash Tuesday here on the DA. Thanks for being with us. Remember, you can listen to us on your phone. That's pretty cool, huh? Take us with you wherever you go. Live every single day using the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music. Or watch us on your phone at watchda.com. Or on demand, you can listen to every episode whenever you want to listen to it by downloading us on iTunes or wherever other podcasts are downloaded. The Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger, taking a look at the one who got it done. This week, C.J. Anderson, after being pulled off the street. I love that turn of phrase when it comes to signing free agents. Guy was on the street, living on the street. No home, under a bridge, warming his hands around some type of garbage can with a flame, hanging out with other hobos, singing hobo songs. C.J. Anderson, signed by the Rams, given a roof over his head, signed just off the street. C.J. Anderson walking just down the street every single day, nothing else. Anderson runs for .123 and 2 touchdowns. As the Rams knock off the Cowboys 30-22 in the divisional round, they head to the NFC Championship game. C.J. Anderson, who had a very good career up until this season, but then was out of work, now finally has a chance to go back to the Super Bowl, if you could imagine that. And the player of the week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies to keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. So yesterday, Kyler Murray, as I expected, declared for the NFL draft. This does not mean necessarily that he has to play in the NFL, because yesterday was just the deadline. If you were going to enter the NFL draft, you had to enter it by yesterday. So this just means he can't play college football again. If he's going to play football, he's going to go to the NFL draft. It does not mean he's picking the NFL over baseball just yet. But I think it's the first step towards him doing it. And this is what's interesting about Kyler Murray. The guy's not even 5'10". He's 5'9". Would you draft a 5'9 quarterback to lead your franchise? This is really interesting, because if you asked this question 10 years ago, the answer is absolutely, definitively no. Murray does not have a spot in the NFL. People were worried about Drew Brees at 6 foot trying to throw over defensive linemen. And then it got a little lower with Russell Wilson. But nobody's ever had a 5'9 quarterback as their franchise guy, because you got to go back to Doug Flutie. And Flutie was overlooked and forced to go play in NFL, forced to go play in Canada before he got back to the NFL. But the USFL in Canada was more likely a destination for him than it was in the NFL. Finally got a little bit of a chance with Buffalo late in his career, and San Diego as well. But by that point in time, his best football was behind him and was still seen as more of a novelty act than he was a dependable franchise quarterback. So today, it's kind of crazy we're even considering this. Spread concepts, though, are now more of the rage of the NFL. Owners and general managers are more open-minded about college football concepts. There's now at least some of the stigma of Big 12 quarterbacks gone because of Baker Mayfield's success. And so Kyler Murray, with so much more of college football's minds, I mean, look at Cliff Kingsbury, never coached in the NFL. Suddenly he's a head coach in the NFL. With more of college football analysis and concepts and acceptance in the NFL, and more kind of switching of the information between the two, suddenly Murray looks like a more viable candidate to be a franchise quarterback. At least more patience or more belief that he could do it. If I'm an NFL general manager, the only reason I'm drafting Kyler Murray in the first round is that this year it's an underwhelming quarterback crop, and you got to have a quarterback. Look at the final four playing right now in the NFL. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff. Those are all future Hall of Famers, or a guy drafted in the top 10. You ain't getting very far without elite quarterbacking these days in the NFL. So every year, teams are trying to strike while the iron's hot and get their guy and overdrafting guys. And let's face it, if Kyler Murray gets drafted in the first round, I believe it's a huge reach, a huge overdraft. I don't believe at 5'9". And as much as the spread concepts and college concepts are now infiltrating the NFL, I don't like his style of quarterbacking for the NFL. I would not do it. But I'll tell you this, Kyler Murray will get drafted in the first round if he enters. He will. Because, again, there's just enough people now that believe, and I think it's a good thing, that the conventional way to play NFL offense isn't the only way anymore. Somebody's going to do it, and somebody's going to do it because it's not a great draft class for quarterbacks. And here's the thing about why Kyler Murray chose football over baseball. And I think this is a very salient point for baseball to have to really consider. Baseball went out of its way and told the Oakland Athletics, you know what? We'll waive the rule for you. you can sign into a major league contract. That's not supposed to happen with amateur draft picks. They said you can sign into a major league contract to offer him more money than just the $5 million signing bonus he would get right now. So the A's are ready to pay him like a major leaguer. They are willing to fast track him to the majors by 2022. They are willing to put him on the 40-man roster immediately. And Kyler Murray still declared for the NFL draft. And here's what Major League Baseball can't avoid. Is there's not an immediate payoff in baseball the way that there is in football. And the immediacy of football stardom and riches and basketball stardom and riches forces a lot of kids that would be really good at baseball to choose other sports. Not many of us have the opportunity to choose between the NFL and Major League Baseball or between Major League Baseball and anything else. But when kids are growing up and they are deciding what their favorite sports are, let's even take out of the mix that baseball has kind of fallen culturally because of the speed of the game. The fact is, these kids in high school or junior high are looking at LeBron James or Zion Williamson or Carmelo Anthony or any one and done out of Kentucky and seeing them go basically from high school to riches within a year. In the NFL, they are seeing guys go from high school to playing on big stages with 80,000 people around them on SEC Saturdays or Big 12 Saturdays or ACC Saturdays or Pac-12 Saturdays or Big 10 Saturdays going, man, I could be a star right away. And they look at baseball and go, where'd those guys come from? And they spent, what, 3 years in the minors? They're riding buses and eating Whataburger. They're playing in the Texas League and the fall leagues. And what are they? Where are they? And they're playing in front of 1,200 people on Two for Tuesdays in the Rio Grande Valley. And that's not appealing to kids who have an immediacy now because of technology in our society. It's just not appealing to ride buses for 3 years before you finally get to the show. And I don't know if baseball can fix that. That's just the way baseball's built. That's just the way baseball is structured. And so Kyler Murray could make good money off the top being an NFL draft pick right with his rookie contract. If he's drafted in the first round, Lamar Jackson drafted 32 last year. Number 32. Made about $9 million guaranteed. So that's already twice the signing bonus of what he's going to sign with the Oakland A's or what he got from the A's. But more than that, Kyler Murray, from the time he steps onto a field, is suddenly in the big leagues. There's no, okay, go play in Grand Rapids for a year, and then we'll promote you to NFL Europe for a year, which I know doesn't exist. Then we'll promote you to the Canadian Football League, and then maybe the Alliance, and then you'll come to the NFL. It is the moment I'm drafted, I'm in the mix. And that today is a huge stop sign for a lot of kids. And I don't put this on kids because kids are bad. I don't put this on kids because this generation of millennials are the evil empire like people do. I'm just saying we as society need everything right now. Adults do this all the time. Must happen right now. The appeal of going through the minor leagues, if you can be in the show right away, it's never going to connect for kids of this generation and now in the future if they have choices. Yeah, plenty of kids that don't have choices that absolutely love baseball go, great, I'm going to the minors and I'll make the show. But if you have a choice, the long grind of getting to the majors is a huge stop sign for this generation if they have options. Kyler Murray's going to play football. And I don't blame him.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A
on No Sweatpants at Work Zone.
We seem all over the map here with your priorities with Bogus.
You're taking unreasonable shots at his career aspirations.
This is a guy who would rather call a Blue Hens game than come and drink with us. That's a major problem.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The scariest career advisor ever, Mraz.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Remember, the DA show is available across the CBS Sports Radio Network and also SiriusXM every single day. That's SiriusXM Channel 206. And our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Mraz is out today, but, you know, I just want to point out that while Mraz laughed at the Delaware Blue Hens football package that you were hired to do this fall, which, by the way, did not preclude you ultimately from coming to my wedding, it also led in Andrew Bogus to a very nice 10-game basketball package for you.
That was the hope. That was the point to Sean the whole time, that this would lead to something else. And here we are going right back down in all the snow this weekend to Newark, Delaware for more big-time CAA basketball.
Okay, that sounded a bit sarcastic.
I'm in a bad weather spot right now. It's nothing to do with Delaware basketball. It's Mother Nature is really messing with me, and I'm not good with uncertainty and the dangers of snow and ice and unpaved roads. So, yeah, these next 4 days are going to be really annoying for me.
How many games have you already done?
Three.
Three out of a 10-game package, both men's and women's.
Correct. It's currently 9 games. It's 6 men, 3 women.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, who do they have coming up this weekend, the men or the women?
We have the men both. The CAA does weekend travel partners. So you're either home for 2 games or on the road for 2 with somebody else, and you kind of flip locations. The men are home this weekend for JMU and Towson. Thursday, Saturday, and we have both games.
So a Blue Hens James Madison tilt followed by a Blue Hens Towson Tigers tilt.
This is correct.
Huh.
The most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
To a news.
Yeah.
A news.
A news.
So, he's kind of like an a news. So, you've got this package now going on. This worked. You doing the Blue Hens football games with Rocket Ismail worked.
We're in New York. We're on in Philadelphia, in D.C.
Kadri Ismail.
It's fine.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We're everywhere. I mean, in the mid-Atlantic to the lower northeast region, but we're everywhere.
You see that?
Yeah.
It's nice to just shove it right in Mraz's tailpipe right there, that it worked.
It worked.
And he's trying to take the credit nowadays for you getting the basketball package.
He actually, it wasn't this last podcast. It was, I think, the previous appearance by myself.
PGP.
Where he said, either way, he wins.
Correct.
Because, and I don't remember how it wins if I get more, because if I get more jobs, it's because
He motivated me,
and he spurred me to increase my workload.
Yeah.
In the other end, he was right in the beginning that I sucked and I never should have these jobs in the first place and should have gone to whatever social engagement you had invited me to. So Shawnee wins.
Of course.
That's a bad guy.
Yeah, that's Mraz math right there. He wins no matter what. It is time for Trash Tuesday.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, so get your trashes in by tweeting at me, DA on CBS, or dialing up the phone. That's toll-free, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Connor Green is filling in for Mraz today, and so one of the diaper dandies, the diaper D-aliens, lead us off, Connor. Who are you trashing?
All right, DA, today I'm trashing the New York Football Jets. After 50 years of failure, we finally had some optimism. They locked up a franchise quarterback in Sam Darnold, have over $100 million in cap space, and can be a major player in free agency, and they rid of Todd Bowles, maybe the most boring coach in NFL history. Everything was looking up for Gangrene, but then, as always, they screw it up. They find a way to screw it up. They hire Adam Gase, or Adam Gaze, depending on who you ask, because nobody knows how to pronounce it. But I think after yesterday, it's definitely Adam Gaze.
Yeah.
Because all he did was gaze into the abyss with a look of confusion and fear. Did that look like someone who has a plan for getting the Jets to the Super Bowl? No. He had a wide-eyed look of someone who is in desperate search of some help. Like the Jets had just taken him hostage. So once again, Jets fans are left in the dust with mediocrity back on the horizon, and all that optimism they built up is right back down the tubes.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
That was excellent. That was excellent. Adam Gase did look like the Jets had taken him hostage yesterday.
Blink twice if you need us to rescue you. Or just once, because blinking once might be a lot for you.
I mean, the terrified look on his face was just amazing. I'd never seen any look like that. I said, this guy's going to be handling press conferences every week. Well, I mean, he looked like he was waiting for the alien invasion and what exit to run out of.
See, I thought he was the alien, and he was, like, scanning the room, going through all of our different, you know, physical makeups to see who was the easiest target.
Crazy eyes Gase.
Yeah, always wear a hat, by the way.
Always.
Always.
Now we know why he pulled it so low.
To hide the eyes.
Hid the crazy eyes.
Yes, he knows.
Crazy eyes. Gase.
He's looking up and down. It was horrible.
Awful.
And the positive is supposed to be that he has experience and can handle these types of moments. That looked like the guy had the least experience of anybody available. He was terrified.
And how come every other head coach brings with him basically a staff and he's like, nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Josh McDaniels was hired and then quit and had a staff.
And they stayed and were awesome.
He had a staff and quit. Adam Gase took a job without a staff. Yeah. We'll figure it out, yeah. Obviously. We've got plenty of time.
Someone's going to want to do it, right? Look at me.
First game's until September, guys. I'm so over this. Come on, what's the rush here? All right, Beat the Body Bilotti, who are you trashing?
Well, I'm revisiting a trash from maybe a year ago. It happened again today. The insistence on washing the floors whenever you need to go somewhere. So, like, during rush hour, when rush hour is about to start, let's wash the concrete. When you're on the train platform, trying to run on the train platform up to your other train.
Right.
So that happened to me this morning, and I'm walking up the hallway. The floors are all wet. I'm about to slip onto the tracks. You know, Bogus is right there with me.
Not going to catch you.
Was not at all.
Nope.
And then I see this hose out and water's getting squirted all over the place.
Okay.
I was about to give me a break. My pants are about to get wet. I mean, come on. I mean, do we really need this stuff? Like, just do it when we're all in work or when we're all at home. I mean, enough with this washing the concrete whenever there's rush hour.
You've been trashed.
So is this a common occurrence? They're washing the concrete at rush hour.
Yeah, 5 a.m. in the morning.
It's not rush hour, Pete. It's 5 a.m.
It's rush hour to me. That's all that matters. Rush hour to me.
He's doing exactly what you want him to do. The problem was he wasn't paying attention to people walking off the train that had just pulled in next to him.
That's a problem, too.
Yeah,
I mean, pay attention.
That should have been your trash. When the one train in the 20-minute window pulls in, maybe turn your hose off for 5 minutes.
All right, wait for people to get off and get on to the platform. Come on. Enough.
So where you guys commute is like a gardener?
Oh, I mean, just Penn Station. Constantly. They're power washing the scum off the platform.
Because gotcha.
At 4:53, no where, one's there.
That's where CJ Anderson's living these days, actually.
On the streets.
All right, Andrew Bogish, who are you trashing?
Dia, you know well. Pete knows. Connor knows. There's a nice pharmacy in the ground floor of our building here.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. You need a snack. You need deodorant. You don't feel well. Want to get some cough drops. You can run right down there and get whatever you need.
Valentine's Day cards.
Valentine's Day cards. And it's barely outside the building. You don't even need to put a coat on or an umbrella to go there on a bad rainy day, whatever it may be. I go down there yesterday. I like to buy a big bag of granola. I bring yogurt from home. I put a little thing of granola in. That's my breakfast in the morning. Buy granola at the register. Oh, let me get some gum. Pick up a thing of gum in those like plastic containers that are built to like be in your cup holder in like your car. Put it down. The guy scans it. He goes $10.84. And I know the granola is like $5. And I go, I'm sorry, what? He's like $10.84. I'm like, what's so much money? And he goes, the gum is $4.50.
Ooh.
I'm like, no, I don't want that. And I'm all for it's New York. There are markups. Things are more expensive here. fine by me. I'll pay a little more than you should. $4.50 for 20 cubes of spearmint gum is highway robbery. Oh. No thanks.
Stinky debris.
Can you still get a pack of Doublemint or Juicy Fruit for a quarter?
$3.
Is it $3 now?
No.
Disgusting.
You need paper money now.
Is Big Red still a quarter? I'd like to know that. I have not chewed any of those in a long time.
I'm guessing along this scale, it's probably like $5.
Debit cards only.
Was it like those icebreaker gums?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
Vanity gums?
I mean, like $4.50. No chance.
That's a disgrace.
Ridiculous.
That's truly a disgrace. I am trashing people who eschew warmth for fashion. Okay, the focus on fashion over warmth right now is ridiculous here in New York City. And yes, New York prides itself on being cosmopolitan and fashion-forward and sophisticated. But I got to tell you, number one, I'm seeing everybody in the entire city wear these Canada Goose jackets, the same damn Canada Goose jacket, okay? And fine, it's a fine jacket, and it's got this little patch on it that says Canada Goose. You can't tell me 3/4 of the city tried on all of the warm coats and came to the same conclusion. No, everybody's buying this because of the patch. Everybody's buying this because it's the cool jacket. So you have now decided, I don't really care if I'm warm. I just want to make sure I look cool like everybody else. Secondly, last week I'm on the street and I see a guy walk into our building in front of me. He's got no socks on. He's got high cuffed up pants, no socks into his shoes. He walks in and he has to start cuffing down his pants. And the guy, our elevator guy, goes, man, you must be cold. He goes, yeah. He goes, it was a bad decision today. It was the middle of January. He goes, yeah, it was probably a bad decision. You walked out of the house with no socks and high quarter pants. Yeah, what did you think was going to happen? And then today, as I'm walking down the street, guy walks into Starbucks. I'm passing him. He's got sandals on, flip-flop sandals, no socks. It's mid-January. There is a nor'easter coming in 2 days. It has been bitterly cold. What are you doing? These people look, I understand there's an element of wanting to look nice. I understand there's an element of wanting to be fashionable, but there is stupidity. You people are stupid. There is plenty of ways to be warm. And it's okay to be warm. And two of the ways you're not going to be warm is no socks or flip-flops in January.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
They deserve to get sick.
Idiots. Complete idiots.
Oh, it's awful. I see it all the time.
What are we doing? Flip-flops in January?
Well, DA, what's the point of doing all of those Cav workouts if you don't get to roll up those jeans and show them off? What's the point?
Get him out.
All right, hit us up on your Trash Tuesday, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Dixieland Dan tweets, I'm trashing fast food drive-through menus. They are entirely too small to read before you get to the speaker. And then when you get there, you have the voice screaming at you for your order and all the cars behind you judging the time that you take to order. Hashtag, I'm a fat lard.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
It is true. I mean, can we increase the font on this stuff? I'm driving. I'm like, what? What is that? That's a junior what now? What? How many nuggets am I getting there? What comes with that?
Hey, can we have the menu before the speaker, too, so you can get a little prepped before you go up to the speaker?
That's exactly right. Jimmy tweets, CJ Anderson may be the bum who is warming himself around a garbage barrel while singing bum songs, but dude ain't exactly eating sardines off of a roll top can. More like he's been eating the whole damn fish.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
I want to know what bum songs are. Can we Google bum songs for an hour or two? Can Robbie sing bum songs?
Didn't Pee-wee and Pee-wee's Big Adventure sing bum songs? I feel like when he was a hobo going across the country, there were bum songs. Jonathan tweets, I'm trashing this brand spanking new delivery truck's battery going out and leaving me stranded en route. Why? Hashtag that's straight trash.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
And finally, Joe tweets, DA, Connor, fill-in producer from Erasidae, needs to have a football picks battle next season. Move over, huge freeze.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Yeah, with one Trash Tuesday, Connor has already surpassed Huge in popularity on the show.
Trash Correct. Tuesday is also a star maker. Ben Horowitz, really good at Trash Tuesday, and now Connor apparently as well.
That's right, yeah.
Stars are born.
That's right. This is like the Futures game. This is where America learns about the kids. Trash Tuesday. All right, when we come back here on the show, Chiefs and Patriots coming up on Sunday. I've got some really interesting stats, numbers, and odds inside this matchup that even I was kind of caught like, wow, this is historically fascinating. We'll talk about the numbers, whether they help or hurt the Chiefs next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.